Funding Methodology Subcommittee, the update, and the WAFM adjustment process.
So I am going to ask, I think Judge Beth Freeman from San Mateo is present. I'm going to ask Judge Freeman to please come up and join the table. Judge Freeman served on the trial court budget working group last year and was the lead, really, in the effort to identify what we formerly had referred to as a unique factor process, which we have now changed to the WAFM adjustment process. And I've asked Judge Freeman to join us today to, you have the report in front of you, but to give you a sense of kind of the thought, the intent, the philosophy that went behind what this final product is for you today, and invite discussion from other folks who served on that funding methodology subcommittee either last year or this year, so that you all understand what we were trying to accomplish. So, Judge Freeman, thank you for being here.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you all. I wanted to step back a little from the detail of the report and give you all a sense of what and why we were trying to accomplish this process. While the model itself was being developed and the committee included representatives, presiding judges, and CEOs from the vast variety of courts throughout the state, we knew that we were looking at this from a very high level and looking into the future, imagining how the model would affect courts every day. But we also recognized that we could not possibly have the knowledge that each of us in our own counties has on the ground every year with the way in which the model actually produced a funding stream for each court. And so what we did with this process and the goal and purpose of this process was to provide to each court the opportunity on a regular basis to develop a proposal for a modification of the model based on your own experience and perhaps the experience of other courts similarly situated. But it was really, this process is really intended, and its philosophy is to recognize that the model could not assume every condition that exists in every court. And it is important that the model itself continue to evolve and be a dynamic process so that it continually represents the best thinking on the way to equitably fund all 58 courts, trial courts in the state. So with that in mind, we developed this process with several rules, guiding rules, if you will, to govern the way in which the process would be opened up. And what we saw was that in looking back at the model that we lived under until this year, and where most of our funding is still being divided, is that when it changed, it really seemed to be more a matter of individual courts developing some side deals for themselves or locking in some historical anachronisms that were applicable to one court but not others. And so this process, when you read through it, what you see is that any court each year can develop a proposal for a modification to the model itself. There will be no invitation for an individual court to have what in labor negotiations we often call side letters, things that aren't quite in the model, but everybody winks and nods that they're going to be funded. We're not going to go down that road. We feel that got us into an inequitable situation at the start. We also wanted to be able to provide this through an open forum so the process would be completely transparent. In addition to that, we wanted when the situation to occur when one court identified a situation that the model did not include, that circumstance would be identified for all courts so that any court that actually qualified for that funding would get it at the same time. So again, if your court were to qualify for certain funding that's not part of the model, it's not going to just be your own private deal. We would then make that available to all courts who could then identify that they too qualify for that funding. And that way we would hopefully preserve the equality in funding that is at the heart of the WAFM model. So the process itself actually envisions several steps. The first step after the request is made is that a group of members, probably from the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, will evaluate whether the model does include or does not include that factor, and secondly, whether the model should include that factor. Some requests may be valid funding, but not appropriate for the model. And therefore, for example, an emergency situation, your IT department has a major crash in your equipment, that belongs in our emergency fund request. We know about our 2% holdback. The process would, at level one, anticipate the determination on a policy level whether the model will be modified. The next step will be to direct the study and creation of the proper formula for including it in the model to the appropriate group, which is going to be largely staff-driven. In some circumstances, additional research may be necessary in order to modify the model. Some modifications to the model may be very important, but may take a long time, more than a few months, more maybe than a couple of years, to develop. As you recall, the WAFM is based on the RAS studies. The RAS studies are time studies. Time studies take a long time to develop. And so once that process is properly directed, we can also look at the interim period and determine whether funding through the model, through the base in the model, should be developed. Now, not all requests that are approved will have anything to do with the RAS. They may be, if you remember the bubble charts that we gave you when the WAFM was approved, it may be a separate new bubble, but it still has to be developed mathematically so that it can apply. And so there will be further consideration of whether or not funding during the study period and the pre-implementation period is going to be provided to the courts and how much that would be. And so that essentially is the purpose and the mechanism for the process. Judge Earl.
Thank you. Are there anyone else who participated kind of in the effort to identify the process which wish to make any additional comments? Judge Walsh?
Well, yes, I'd like to, first of all, thank Judge Freeman and her subcommittee for all the work they did on this. This was a much trickier process than at first it seemed. And I can assure everybody here that it was vetted after thorough discussions of the funding methodology subcommittee. And again, I would thank Judge Freeman for the flexibility she and her subcommittee showed in accepting some of the suggestions and including those here. But one thing I want to note, and you'll see on paragraph 2C, there's a note. It's at page 9 of your materials. A little heads up, if you will. Keep in mind, the entire allocation is a zero-sum game. So if somebody comes forward and says, let's tweak it, fine, we'll tweak it, but if money's moved from one court to one court, it's going to come from another court. So I want to assure those courts out there who say, well, see, we shouldn't have this be an easily changeable allocation. We need to rely on it. I'd assure them. But I'd also warn the courts who think that this is a system of quick money. This is not an ATM. This is a very studied process for changing the whole allocation. So if you think RAS and WAFM didn't properly allocate for your complex caseloads, fine, bring it up. You can put it through the system. But this isn't going to be a quick change system. It's going to be a thorough study that then evaluates that statewide, considers it carefully, and only then makes changes. So I want to say good job. And oh, by the way, and that the changes, as the note says, will be pursuant to the current allocation. So if you did it next year and got a change, well, it's only as to 15% of the allocation because that's what next year is set for. So with that heads up, it's a great, great system, but it's not going to be a quick fix for anybody, nor should it be.
Any other comments or are there questions for Judge Freeman or anyone else that worked on this process? Any questions about the process itself? Any concerns? So what the action item today is, I'm looking for a motion to approve the WAFM adjustment request process and recommend that the Judicial Council approve it as part of the WAFM funding and WAFM model. So approve or recommend to the Council that they approve the WAFM adjustment request process as part of the WAFM model.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Judge Slough made the motion.
All three of us.
Yes.
It's a joint effort.
Seconded by both Tanya and John Fitton. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much, Judge Freeman,
thank you.
And thank you for your work on this. It's much appreciated. I did want to give you just a couple-minute update on the work of the Funding Methodology Subcommittee. We met August 6th, I think we met, and most of our time was consumed on fine-tuning this WAFM adjustment request process, but we did have some time at the end of our meeting to start to turn towards other issues that were kind of on our parking lot list. The first one that we think is of foremost importance is the analysis of Cluster 1 courts. As you recall, Cluster 1 courts, per the recommendation of the subcommittee, are exempt from the WAFM model in this current fiscal year until there really was an analysis about how they would be funded under the WAFM. And there is a small group that has volunteered to begin the analysis. Jake Chatters is leading that effort, and there are a number of subcommittee members that will assist him on that. They are also going to be reaching out to PJs and CEOs from small courts, these Cluster 1 courts, and perhaps tap additional help in this analysis. So they will start that in the near future. We also had a discussion largely prompted by the efforts of the Expenditure and Revenue Subcommittee and a discussion that you all had at your meeting, and that is if there's a need to adjust WAFM to include other case types, might we want to take a look at complex litigation and how funding for complex litigation ought to occur, how the allocation of that funding ought to occur. And we plucked that off of the expenditure and revenue plate, and the Funding Methodology Subcommittee will take a look at that. And there is a small group that is also going to begin the analysis of that, led by Judge Cope from Riverside. So there's those two things that are going on. Nothing has happened on either one yet, but they are things that the Funding Methodology Subcommittee is working on and will work on with some expediency. Anything else from our August 6th meeting?
I don't think so. I think it was what we just adopted and the Cluster 1 courts, and then this issue of sort of these special case types and other funding that may exist within the branch that's going to courts to really get a better picture of. I think that was the other sort of broad discussion we had, was sort of getting a good inventory of all of the other funds that go to courts that are sort of outside WAFM, like any technology funding, but there may be others. So we started to think about painting this bigger picture of what it is that funds the trial courts. David?
Yeah, one other subcommittee that was formed relates to the AB 109 realignment, and we're currently taking a look. I am co-chairing this committee along with Judge Wesley, from Los Angeles. And the one thing that we're going to be doing is waiting until we have some more data because the statutory requirements have changed starting in July, and we'll have a better idea of the volume of cases sometime in October. But there should be an announcement of a status report of what we're going to be doing next coming up in the next couple weeks. So.
Thank you. Any questions?
Hey,
yes.
This is Jake, just Chatters. One clarification there. On the small court item, Debbie Norrie is also working with me on that. We're sort of going to lead that together to try and move that forward so that we make sure we have as much smaller cluster one and small cluster two court participation as possible.
Great. Thank you, Debbie, for doing that. Any other questions or thoughts for the funding methodology subcommittee?
Yeah, then we'll move on to action item three, and this is the time we'll have our public comment.